What up, what up? It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know exactly what time it is. Hey, yo, just forget that. Yo, radio, we've been trying to get the audio fixed. It sound crazy. I don't know what's going on. I may have fixed it. This what you're hearing right now may have be the fix, but we're going to go ahead and release this episode. And I got to fix the skip problem. I don't know why the audio will be skipping out, but we're going to get that fixed too. So the other show we got with video, I put it up in the premium feed. So forgetthatyo.com, forgetthatyo.com. Click on premium content. It's $6 a month. It'll come directly from your account every month. We got extra content up there. Go check it out. Support your boys. It's just six beans. And yeah, we'll get the audio corrected. But I'm going to go ahead and put this out because we ain't had a show out since the beginning of the year. So holla at your guala. We out here. Peace.
Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to Forget That. Man, that's it.
Yo, you sound like a strip club DJ, nigga. Stop that.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to Forget That Yo Radio, episode 255. Trying to stay alive. Oh, man, let me do that. Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to Forget That Yo Radio.
Doing it.
Nah, we got to lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say, be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to Forget That Yo Radio, episode 255. It's your boy, the Creative Bully, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, a.k.a. I'm fitter than him, keep the bulk, I ain't trying to lift the gym, a.k.a. Yeasty, a.k.a. Wonder Bread, a.k.a. if you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something that I hate. A.k.a. the world is full of busts that's tripe. Like Brit say, y'all are irking my life. A.k.a. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me, pal?
Lose my baby.
A.k.a. if I said it, I said it. And some pastors said it too. So what would Jesus do?
Amen.
Pass the offering. A.k.a. she only messed with the guys with the major figures, but she let Terry bone, and he got the same features as Jigga, and I know I look better than that nigga. And we back for 255 again.
What up, man? It's your boy Stone, Crip Up or Grip Up, Corrip, a.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off, a.k.a. A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga, a.k.a. Slapbox 2 meters at a time, a.k.a. throw two at me, I throw four back, a.k.a. Filthy Rodriguez, a.k.a. Dirty Sanchez, a.k.a. Atrocious Alvarez, a.k.a. Daryl Sweet Bologna Jones, because this meat is good, a.k.a. Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez, because this meat is spicy, a.k.a. they told you fighting me would be a walk in the park, nigga, but they didn't say it was Jurassic. Let's get it.
They didn't say it was Jurassic, so... Are you biting and scratching like wild dinosaurs, or are you making dinosaur roars?
Depends on how I feel that day.
So are you running around like a velociraptor?
Sometimes. Depends on the opponent.
All right. Yo, I just want y'all to know, episode 255, we recorded. We have video, audio. I don't know, man. My audio sounded like straight super trash. But the good news is it's up with the video to be watched right now on premium. It's on premium now.
Oh, premium. Okay.
So you get the whole show. It's on premium, but we got to do it over because I can't release it, man. Not with my audio sounding like that. But if you want to watch the video, you know what I'm saying? Premium, $6 a month. ForgetThatYo.com. Click on the Premium Yo tab, or I think it says premium content. Whatever. When you see the word premium, click on that and subscribe. So we back again. I guess we could play Kmart's voicemail again, since it's nowhere to be heard except on premium.
On premium. Hey, make niggas pay for it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay. Hit Kmart,
we did a review also on that show of Eminem's surprise album. You can go check that out. It's all in the same show.
I'm not gonna tell you what it is.
Yo, the audio for that, yo, man, it was like it was mad clear, and then it would be like in the background. It was weird, man. But I got
over there pushing buttons. And shit.
No, I wasn't. I'm pushing that. And I got like 95. What you call it? When I uploaded on YouTube, and I got like 95 copyright strikes.
Whoa. Oh, for them shit?
Yeah, for all the songs we played on there.
Damn.
But they said I could leave it up. It's just if the video make any money, it goes to the creator. That's it.
See? That's why I don't fuck with Eminem.
Yo, shout out to everybody. This is the first show in 2020 that's going to be uploaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 2020 vision, you know what I'm saying? All that. No. Yeah, it is.
No, we did the one with Baylor.
Wasn't the one with Baylor uploaded before the new year?
No, we said that was the first recording of 2020.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't remember. So, I guess where we want to start this, man?
Yo, man, we got to start with the Mamba, man.
Oh, man, I knew it.
Yo, man.
Just over 48 hours ago, the sports landscape was forever altered on a hillside near Los Angeles. The NBA lost a legend. Five families lost those they love. Wives and mothers, dads and husbands, and children. In all, there were 9 souls taken outside the City of Angels in an instant. And immediately around the world, and in particular in this city, where stardom is celebrated on a daily basis, where Hollywood scripts are meticulously crafted, one unscripted moment of agonizing tragedy gave way to unbridled grieving, which has been relentless. Adoring fans of the man who earned 5 championship rings while proudly wearing the purple and gold of the Los Angeles Lakers have turned the area outside Staples Center into a shrine, which grows larger with each passing moment. The loss of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna, who had hoop dreams of her own, has the Laker organization staring into the numbing reality of a nightmare. And the thought of playing a basketball game this soon was too much to comprehend. So instead of hearing the raucous cheers of the crowd later tonight in a meeting with their crosstown rivals, the Clippers, there is simply silence inside these walls and an emptiness which mirrors what we all continue to feel.
The craziest, they got an update right now on TV. The NTSB update on the crash.
Yeah.
Yo, where was you at when you heard it? Did you hear it like at 10 when it first happened?
Yo, I had the day off, so I was at home, and I'm in a chat group on Instagram. Yo, matter of fact, shout out to Hey Greggy, man, over at the Young Black and Bothered podcast, man. He the first one that sent it out to all of us and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it came from TMZ. So I start checking other outlets and going to ESPN and CNN and all that shit, and I didn't see nothing.
Uh-huh.
I was like, hey, man, I don't know if this is real, bro. Like, I don't see this shit nowhere else. And then slowly but surely, man, this shit started coming out. And I was like, oh, man, like, dog, like, yo, man, I don't get affected by shit like that. But that one kind of fucked me up, man.
Yeah, that was crazy. Because, like, first I was like, nah, man, not Kobe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially like this, bro. Like, I don't know in my mind how I think he's supposed to die, but this wasn't the way. You know what I'm saying?
Like, first, all the different scenarios, they said him and all four girls was on the plane.
Yeah, then him and Rick Fox.
Yeah. I don't
know, Rick Fox got thrown in there.
And then a dude had the plane, the tail number, and he had the diagram of where the plane was, and he was like, the plane ain't flying right now. Cause I deal with planes or whatever. I'm on the website right now. This plane hasn't even left. It was like you didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, man. And so when they first came out with like, okay, Kobe was on the helicopter, right? Yep. Niggas know who else was on the copter. So I was like, it's taking too long for us to find who else was on that helicopter. So that's why I didn't believe it at first. Like, if y'all know Kobe's on there, y'all know who else got on there. Like, yeah. Somebody that made a phone call, like, the helicopter went down, everybody's dead, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Crazy. And then they was talking about, ain't Gianna the third? She's not the oldest, she's the second oldest, right?
Yeah.
So why do people keep calling her the oldest? Like,
I don't know.
The news is out there. Every time you see the family pictures, you see an older girl there.
Yeah, the older girl. But yo, like, they was like, when we didn't know the daughter was on there.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, Kobe and maybe five other people.
Yeah.
Then it was Kobe and seven other people. Like, I'm like, yo, man, what the fuck is going on, yo? Like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it's like, y'all got the manifest. Like, every plane that goes up, it gotta be registered. It gotta be, everything gotta be documented. So I'm like, yo, what y'all doing? Then I'm like, yo, maybe the plane went down and some people got thrown from it. Maybe there's parachutes, yeah, and they gave them to the kids. Like, it was just so many things. And then, like, all right, at first, it was like, dang, Kobe died. But then it really got me when they said the kids was in there.
Kids on the field, like, God.
And I'm dang. Like, nah, dog. He can't lose him and all the girls.
And the kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like nobody's talking about, like, yo, Vanessa, man. Like,
yo, I thought of that,
this
too.
This is a lot to fucking deal with, man. You lost your husband and your baby dog. Like, that's crazy, man.
And then I started thinking about, they started showing all the clips of him training her play basketball, how she wanted to go to WNBA. Man. And then I seen her, she had as Kobe's moves, dog. I was like,
yo, this shit is fucked up, man.
Yeah, then I started thinking about, like, when they called Vanessa and let her know, and then she got to raise the other girls by herself, man, and then she got to go to a funeral with two caskets.
You know, and to think that, like, I don't know, Kobe wasn't really fucking with his parents like that, was he?
Was that Kobe or,
I thought it was Kobe. I mean, I know that shit was a long time ago, man, but I thought Kobe wouldn't want to fucking with his parents like that, so...
Oh, yeah, I think that is true, but I'm not sure.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, now they ain't gonna, if he wasn't fucking with him, I don't think Vanessa gonna fuck with him now, you know what I'm saying? So now they ain't gonna have the grandkids in their life and shit.
And then what else got me was when they showed a picture at the Mamba camp where all the kids is waiting for him.
Yeah, yo, when I found out this shit was real,
mm-hmm,
the first thing I did was hit Baylor, man.
Man, I was looking for Baylor online. I was like, he probably just gonna stay offline.
Yo, that nigga said, yo, man. He said, yo, Stone, I'm just gonna go lay down, man.
That's what I thought. I was like, he probably just went to bed.
Yeah, man. He's like, yo, I just gotta lay down, man.
Yo, LA is getting kicked. Dog. What was so crazy? They had the Grammys the same night in LA. Yeah.
The Staples Center.
In the Staples Center where they was doing a tribute to Nip.
Yeah, come on, man.
Like, yo, it don't get no crazier than that.
Yo, this is too much, man. LA can't take all this, bro, for real.
Yeah, this was the worst death, I think, in my lifetime. This is harder than Biggie and Pac.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, this shit is real right here, dog. Like, this shit, like, I don't care how you feel about any of this, man. This shit's affecting everybody, dog. It's fucking Kobe, man.
Yo, imagine if he was, like, still playing, too.
Yo, I was thinking about that he takes that helicopter everywhere.
Yeah.
Even when he was playing, he would take it to avoid the track of it to get the Staples Center. If that shit happened while they was playing, man.
Yo, that would have been nuts. Cause
hell yeah.
And then, like, yo, they said in traffic, it's an hour, like, 20 minutes or an hour 30 minutes. In the plane, it's 20 minutes.
Yeah, they'll do it.
But then, dog, that's one thing. One thing, I'll never ride a helicopter. I hate helicopters. Cause when you're in the military, when you hear about all the crashes, they all helicopters. And you know how much work. Like, I worked on the flight line. When we are about to have a jet takeoff, we take panels off. We check levels, pressure. When a plane come down, we remove panels. We walk arounds. You open the cowling up. Dog, when you go to fly commercial, they take a flashlight and just look at it. Yeah, just look around.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, look at all the work we put into in the military and look how them helicopters always dropping.
Yep.
I don't mess with helicopters and I don't mess with private planes. Cause I've been on one of them one time and dog, I felt like every time that mug dipped so much, I thought we was going down.
Yeah. Alright, let's get to the bullshit, man.
Let me see. Oh, you know why they said it crashed? Well, they didn't say why it crashed yet, but they said it was foggy weather and that other aircraft was grounded.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they got a pass to keep going.
Like, I think he was supposed to take, like, rent, like, flight direction or shit, man. They showed it on the news, like, the flight pattern that they were supposed to take.
Mm-hmm.
And, yo, that shit was ridiculous, man. It looked like they was going in fucking circles or some shit.
Yeah, that was crazy. The reason why they was going in circles because they was maybe picking up other people or something.
Oh, okay.
And that was probably, like, when it was taxiing, when they was on the ground.
Yeah. Yo, but all right. So, do you think this is truly, man?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's gonna try to sue for wrongful death because that was Kobe's helicopter.
I think they probably would. The family of the family gonna try to sue.
The passengers and shit. Yeah, I think it's gonna happen, man. Because that's just the world that we live in, man.
And then I hope what I heard this morning. I hope it ain't true. They said it fell, like, skydived. Like,
oh, you ain't seen the video?
Man, I seen a bunch of fake videos of a crash in the desert, like, overseas.
Oh, no. Somebody had a video. They sent it to me of that shit, man. Like, I don't know. Matter of fact, that plane was that helicopter was white. And Kobe was, like, a gray color. Yeah, nah, that wasn't that shit.
They sending all these fake videos out. But yeah. they said joint, like, drop, like, 1,400 feet or something, like, straight down.
Yeah, like a dude was like, he seen it, and then 25 seconds later, man, that shit was blowing up.
184 miles per hour and more than 4,000 feet per minute. Yeah. Oh, and then what I want to talk about is I don't know, man. A lot of people got mental disorders, man.
Yo, man, these motherfuckers ain't shit, man.
Yo, straight I seen. Up. All right. When a celebrity dies, no matter who else is involved, when do people start trying to get points off? Well, why y'all need to mention the other people?
Yo, y'all niggas don't fucking care, man. Like, that shit got me tight, dog, for real. Like, yo, I get it. But if Kobe wasn't on that plane, you wouldn't give a fuck.
And we wouldn't even know about the crash.
You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't even heard nothing about that shit. That shit have only been in Calabasas news, man. We wouldn't have heard nothing about that, dog. I get it. But, okay. And this shit here, stop sharing old shit.
Yeah.
There was a meme about or a story about a helicopter crashing in Afghanistan with 30 Marines on it. Uh-huh. Right? Why ain't this getting as much news as Kobe Bryant? Because that shit happened in 2005.
Yo, people, I don't get it, dog.
Yo, man, it's fucking corny, my nigga. Like, for real, man. These niggas is corny as shit out here, dog.
Yeah, that's why I was like, man, it's good just to stay off social. Because it's like, dude, he just died, and y'all already finding things to argue about.
Yo, for real.
It was like,
Like, come on, man.
And then people had the nerve to say, all right, well, you know, like when the celebrities was posting about Kobe?
Yeah.
Where's LeBron?
Why? Who fucking cares? Look, man.
Dog.
This shit was pissing me off because every time they talk about the story, they say LeBron just passed it last week. Who fucking gives a shit, man? Nobody cares. Like, why are y'all bringing that shit up, man? And then they showed a video of LeBron. LeBron's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was his man. Y'all keep throwing his name in the middle of this shit for nothing.
Last thing he thinking about is running to the internet.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Yo, but this is the worst one. And this is when I gave up on people entirely, dog. Mm-hmm. And I just seen that shit a few minutes ago. Somebody put up, rest in peace, Kobe. A bitch came in the comments and said, that's what his ass get for cheating.
What?
Dog.
Yo, people lost it.
Yo, I give up. I fucking give up, man. I'm done. I'm done with these niggas, man. Like, yo, I can't believe that.
Yo, I was like, yo, I just got to accept this is the way the world will always be.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Damn, there was something else I wanted. Another thing that made me mad was the people talking about, I'm not debating Kobe versus LeBron versus Jordan no more. I was like, you niggas gave up on Kobe soon as LeBron got hot. Dog, how many times have I brought this up?
Yeah.
I was like, that's why I didn't want to be in no debates. Because I'm like, yo, Kobe was the closest thing we've seen to Michael Jordan.
Yeah. And wasn't even in the conversation.
So when Kobe retires and LeBron is getting all these accolades, how did y'all just throw Kobe away?
Yo, for real.
Yo, Kobe was gone out the conversation.
Yo, nothing said at all, man.
Nothing.
Like, he wasn't even brought up, yo.
We talked about this numerous times on numerous podcasts.
Hell yeah.
Like, it's all documented. I'm like, dog, LeBron is great. I get it. But if you're trying to compare somebody to Jordan, it gotta be Kobe. He had to kill it. Dog, I would put my money on LeBron and be mad when he go stand in the corner and pass up on the last second shot. When I put my money on Kobe, I felt like I was secure. Like, I know at least he was going to give 190%.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
I seen Kobe down by 7 points with 30 seconds left and brought the money to me.
Yo.
like, stop playing with Kobe, dog.
Yo, he's a Black Mamba, man.
Yeah.
Like even if you didn't fuck with him, you know what I'm saying? You know how niggas get when a motherfucker on a winning team and shit, man. I don't fuck with that nigga. You can't deny that's fucking Kobe, man.
Yeah.
That nigga was the... Yo, man, he was great. No denying that, man.
He had that dog in him. That's what I... Man, I'm a dog, boy.
Nigga was a killer, man.
Yo, like his rookie year, he got put on the All-Star team. He wasn't even starting for the Lakers. They put him on the All-Star team. He was going at Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else wanted to smoke. You can go look back at the highlights. It's on YouTube. Kobe wanted it all. Kobe was calling Jordan out, like, yo, come over here.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's Kobe.
Yo.
it's Kobe, man.
Yo, stop and playing.
That video, whoever edited that video is a fucking genius. But the video where it starts with Michael Jordan and then it ends with Kobe.
Oh, yeah, and it's going, like, showing the moves and everything.
Yeah, like, you don't know where one started and the other one ends. Whoever edited that is a fucking genius. But, yo. Nigga, that's yo, he had Jordan's whole style, bro.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, yo, if there's any comparison, dog, it's fucking Kobe Bryant, man.
Because it was like, when we lost, like, when Jordan retired, well, this is before he went to the Wizards, because I didn't even really pay attention to that, Jordan.
Nobody really cares. that getting swept by Orlando and going to the Wizards, we don't talk about that.
So it was like, yo, Jordan is retiring. Like, it's over. Yeah. And then Kobe filled that void.
Flawlessly, dog.
That's crazy, dog. It was like, we got a whole nother career of this same dog. It was crazy.
But even back then, niggas wasn't comparing him to Jordan.
It did come up. Like, it used, like, at one point, the Kobe Jordan thing was big, like the LeBron Jordan thing is.
Like, every time because I remember every time I logged on, the comparisons was flying. And I was like, man, I'm tired of it. Like, it was the same just like this. It was just crazy to me how when LeBron came in, they just threw him away.
Yo, man.
Because they started talking about, oh, he take too many shots. He don't pass the ball.
Oh, yeah. That was Kobe was known for that.
Yeah. Well, and it was all the jokes.
He don't pass the ball.
And it was joke time. But yeah, man, I think this is the hard. Yo, this is harder than Michael Jack. This is harder than them all, dog.
Yo, like I said, man, like this is the only really one that I cared about. Like straight up, man, this one I'm like, damn. Like, cause I know how niggas feel about Kobe.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like to this day, man, it's niggas that still that's their favorite player, and there's nobody else gonna take that spot.
Did you talk to Dwayne?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know he was a Kobe fan.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to him on Facebook and shit, man.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But like, yo, the homie Deuce, that was his man, you know what I'm saying? Deuce fucked up out here. Motherfuckers, you know, it's Michael Jordan Mondays. Niggas show their sneakers and shit. Not today, nigga. It was Black Mamba Mondays, man.
Yeah. Damn, yeah, that was the unexpected, crazy news.
Yo, right that's there. Just, man, like, yo, man, if y'all know somebody in L.A., dog, check on them, son. Because them niggas is going through it right now.
They can't afford to lose nobody else.
Yeah, yo, Nip, John Singleton, and Kobe.
Damn, dog, coming threes.
That's like three genres right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, they can't take much more, man.
Is there anybody left in L.A. with, like, an impact like that?
Ice Cube.
I don't think Ice Cube really... Well, probably to them.
Yeah. To L.A., yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the world, they going to make it. They going to try to get points.
Yeah, you know how
to like go. They did with Nip. Yeah, man. Did you see the radio, the news, breaking news, when that lady said the Los Angeles niggas?
Knackers.
I gotta play it, because I was confused. Yo. I want to see what. Oh, let me play it.
Star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles niggers, Los Angeles Lakers.
That did not sound like knackers to me.
No, look, man, look. I've watched several videos. Mm-hmm. Like, people keep putting it up. I've listened to every one of them. Several times, man. There is definitely two G's in that shit, son. Like straight up.
What was that?
Kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles niggers, Los Angeles Lakers. Kavita, if I could ask you this.
Come on, dog.
Yo, Lakers and niggers don't sound the same.
It doesn't.
And you're saying, like, yo, I would Knickers. If you said Knickers, I'd have gave you that. That's a CK in there.
Mm-hmm.
Corrip. Yeah, but but no, man, I would have felt better if you'd have been like, oh shit, like, yo, my bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, where the fuck did that come from? If you would have said that instead of trying to falsify this, I said Knackers. Yo, first of all, Kobe never played for the Knicks.
Nope.
There's no reason for the Knicks to be on your mind right now. And then Laker, Naker, I give you Naker.
Yeah, I'll give you Naker.
You know what I'm saying? I give you Naker, but not nigger, dog.
Yo, we can't win out here, man.
Yeah, man. And yo, man, and people defending it.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yo, this is, you remember they had that dress? Like, yo, is this blue or gold?
Yep.
That's what this is right now.
Oh, man.
Got some people hearing Naker. I don't know why that makes sense to them, but yo, people nigger. Because that's what you fucking said.
Oh, man. She gonna get a raise out of this. That's what's gonna happen.
Yo, what if... Okay, we can't see it the way she's spelling it in her mind, right?
Uh-huh.
What if there's a silent K on the front of that? Does that make it different?
No.
What? I mean, that's Knickers.
Wait, don't have teleprompters too?
Yes.
Yeah, you know it's yes. Lakers.
Yes.
Maybe she calls them the Los Angeles niggers all the time.
Yo, like, yo, just in the office, That's just what's going around the Los Angeles niggers.
Honey, the niggers are on.
Yo, that is not far fetched. You know what I'm saying? That's how they feel about it anyway.
Damn, well, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was funny, man. But the motherfuckers defending this shit. I'm like, yo, man, just let it be what it is, dog.
Yo, Doc Rivers, man. Woo! Mm. He'll get you.
Yo, a lot of people was distraught, though. Like, yeah. Like, you see them videos, man. A lot of people was crying, man.
I know Shaq was hurt.
Yo, he was like, yo, my little brother and my niece, man.
Did you see that Kobe text Shaq's son before he died?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he texted him like, how you doing and everything. And then Shaq's son texted him back after he had died.
Damn, son.
It's crazy.
Yo, that's... Oh, man, dog.
Yeah, man, that's hard, dog. You think they're going to have a funeral in the Staples Center?
They got to. If they can, man, I don't know what's coming out of that crash. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
Like, how them bodies look.
No, it's going to be a closed casket.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying, but can they have any... Is it burnt up and it took them so long to get to it? Will there be anything?
I mean, but they'll still put a casket out there.
Yeah, it'll still be something out there. But it has to be in the Staples Center, man.
Do you think it'll be all the bodies or just like all of them or just the Kobe and his daughter funeral?
Oh, no, yeah, not just Kobe and his daughter.
You think the other families will have a separate one?
Yeah, but I think the Lakers might pay for it, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, organization to take care of everything, but y'all got to do that over there.
You think I don't think they take care of the other people.
Why?
Because I ain't know them.
I'm saying, but that's how people was mourning them. They didn't know them.
Were they really mourning them though?
Well, you know, they were bringing attention to them being dead.
They was trying to get points.
I don't know with who though.
Oh, something that scared me too. I seen on Twitter. All right, there was a cartoon like in 2012.
Yeah, Legends of shit. I forgot the name of the joke.
The cartoon had Kobe crashed in a helicopter, hanging out the window with two trophies, saying "Help."
Yeah, and the dude said, "Hey man, pass me the trophies." Kobe said, "Pass."
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that.
Then there was another one. You see the Simpsons one?
Yeah.
Dog, somebody got to investigate the Simpsons.
Yo, it's just getting fucking weird, man.
And then the comment under is what scared me, dog.
What it say?
Dude said, somebody was like, yo, how are all these things always, like, predicted? There was also a tweet that said Kobe will die in a car crash from 2013. Yeah. So they was trying to, like, there was IT dudes trying to figure out if this was, like, one of those things where you could change the date on the tweet.
Yeah, just backdating and shit.
But they were like, they couldn't find no evidence that it was changed. Another dude said, what if we're, he said, we're all in a simulation. That's why we have deja vu.
Oh.
No, that kind of scared me. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, that's weird, nigga. That's some old Matrix shit.
Yeah. Because I do be like, yo, I did this already.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how can you explain deja vu?
You can't.
Dog, we in a simulation, dog.
Yeah, I mean the fact that it has a name for it means it's
what
it's something. I'm saying, like, we are creatures of habit, man, so maybe we just repeat the things that we do.
I'm scared, dog. Like, it's getting creepy. And then why is it always in threes? What does that mean? Is that part of the simulation?
Well, no, we always say, like, no, we talked about this before here, man, that it comes in threes because we only notice three of them. But when you get a list of how many people that died in a year, it's way more than three. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's never. But when I'm talking about, like, it's three, like, known celebrities or, like, in your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, nah, simulation.
Don't say that, man, because we just had one and I don't need no more. Matter of fact, yo, I think three people just died in my job.
Shut up.
Yo, I not at the same time, but like from like November to now, like two or three people died.
Dog, get me out the simulation, man.
Yo, give me that blue pill, son.
Yeah, give me
get me out of here, cuz.
Dang. I don't even know where to move on from here, man.
Yeah, man, that shit's rough, man.
Let me see what I had. Shoot, the whole show pretty much from last week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Power.
Yeah, okay.
I'm getting sick of... Yo, it's getting weird out here in these power streets. I just need this show to be over. Like, I watched last night's show.
Yo, it's not over yet?
No, I think there's one more. So I wanted go ahead.
I thought somebody told me to talk to Cali or some shit.
Yeah, that was the week before. That was last week's show.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're showing these last shows, they're showing it from every perspective of each character.
Okay.
So right now, I'm going to get my predictions out of who killed Ghost.
All right.
It's either Raina, his daughter that died. She came back as a ghost to kill Ghost.
Oh, this nigga's tripping.
I wouldn't put it past the show.
Yeah, for real.
It's either Tyreek, Raina, or the mom.
The mom, as in Tasha?
Yeah, Tasha, my bad. Tasha, Tyreek, or Raina. Pretty much it was his family who killed him. One of his family members killed him.
Okay.
And if it's not one of the family members, they're going to throw in a curveball, and it's going to be somebody that we didn't see. Or like that wasn't they didn't show walking to the club to kill him.
Yeah, somebody did this.
Yep. But if I had to just pick one, I'm going with Tasha.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Tariq. What you wanna put on it?
A tax refund.
Man, fuck that.
Why not, man? Give up them ends, cut.
Damn. Tax refund. Nigga,
do
you know how much money that is? Nigga, no.
Hey, man, throw me a kid, man. I need to get this money out.
They only got one now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't claim when she's 18?
Nah.
Can't you claim, like, dorm expenses and all that from college?
I think I can because she's in college.
Yeah, man. You can claim computers and all that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get on that.
Dog, you better do it.
Yeah. But what I was going to say, yo, did you, I know this shit is old, man, but did you watch the Free Meek documentary?
I started it, but I never finished it.
Yo, how far did you get?
Probably like 5 minutes in.
Oh, man, yo, you have to watch that, yo.
How long is it?
It's 4 or 5 episodes.
So I got to watch all 5?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, is it...
Or I can just give you the gist of it.
Yeah, give me the gist of it.
Okay. Yo, that fucking judge is bananas. That bitch is crazy, dog. Like, look, first of all, she had 35 lawsuits against people.
Uh-huh.
Like, people renting houses and all, just all type of crazy shit, right? So, Meek never committed a actual crime. At all, really. Come to find out, the cops that arrested him were crooked cops. They were robbing drug dealers.
Dang.
Yeah. So he gets 11 to 23 months and 10 years probation. So every time he got in trouble, it was for a probation violation. With the same judge. Now we sit up here like, yo, nigga, quit doing dumb shit, and you won't get in trouble. Well, nigga, that wasn't the case. Like, no matter what the nigga did, she was violating him every fucking time.
But ain't that a violation though, popping a willie and out there?
Yeah. Okay. Now that was a problem. You shouldn't have been doing that. But it was, they got it from a video, and they got the nigga like a couple days later. Like, they didn't catch him doing it.
Dang.
But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then so,
oh, but they can do that though.
Yeah, oh yeah, they can do whatever the fuck they want, actually. So he was he had to give his itinerary because he was still allowed to do his job to lead the state and shit. He just had to give his full itinerary of what he was going to be doing, right?
Yeah.
So with the music industry, shit changes. So, but this time, man, I was like, come on, man, you got to get this nigga a break. He was in New York and had to get to Atlanta, which was okayed. Hurricane Sandy hit, so wasn't no planes flying. So he drove, they got a car and drove from New York to Philly to catch a plane to Atlanta. Well, they got pulled over for excessive tint, and the cops say he smelled weed in the car, locked him up, they took pictures of him and put him on Instagram, which is fucked up, and then let the nigga go. They didn't get no charges. Well, the judge say, you wasn't supposed to be in Philly. I'm violating you.
Dang.
Yo, even though it's during a fucking hurricane, like, yo. And then he did a video, the video with Big Sean and I think Future or some shit like that. At the end of the video, the girls walk up with guns and start shooting them with water guns. So they took a picture with the water guns. The judge is like, yo, you holding guns in the video. You say they fake, but I don't know who they are. I'm violating you.
Dang.
Yo, this fucking judge was nuts, nigga. Like, yo, she was so, all right. So when it came out that the first arrest, the shit that started it all when he was 19 years old, shouldn't have happened. It was some bullshit. The cops lied. They was just trying to get them niggas money. The district attorney was like, yo, we either drop all the charges or give him a retrial. The judge said, no, we're keeping him on probation.
And nigga, nobody said nothing about it?
Yeah. Like, they apparently they can't do anything because this is what the judge says. Like, the prosecuting attorney was saying, this doesn't need to happen. He doesn't need to be here anymore. Everybody else that them cops arrested got their charges dismissed or got a retrial. She would not do it for that nigga, man.
What did they talk about when she wanted him to do a song with, like, Coolio or something?
Yeah, they keep saying that. This is the funny shit, right? She had her own attorney because of all those fucking lawsuits that she had, right?
Yeah.
So they're interviewing her attorney, and he was like, yo, come on, man. That's unbelievable. Why would a judge do that, right? So then they finished the interview. Nigga never turned the camera off, right?
Yeah.
The her attorney said, man, that was hard.
Dang.
He was like, yo, that was hard, man. Defending this judge is becoming impossible, yo. Like, yo, everybody in the case says this guy is clean. Just let it fucking go. And she will not do that. This is her lawyer saying that shit.
Wow.
Yo, I'm telling you, that shit is crazy, dog.
Just imagine all the people that get railroaded on a daily basis.
Exactly. Exactly, man. Niggas that don't have that type of fame or that type of money to get a good lawyer is just getting fucked out, fucked all the way through the system.
Dang, yo, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you could be at Walmart shopping and just, he looks like the guy who did it. Put in handcuffs, then get a fake witness to say it was him. Because they don't even need evidence.
Hell yeah. Yo, and they talked to two cops, yo, that say the first incident that happened was some bullshit. So me come out the house and some cops is coming down the street in full SWAT gear. Meek pull his gun out to set it on the ground. They start whipping this nigga's ass. In the report, they say he pointed the gun at him. Two cops said that if he would have pointed his gun at them, they would have killed him.
Dang.
And one of the cops wasn't there. The other cop was behind him. He said, yo, I saw him lay his gun on the ground and put his hands up.
Wow. They lied.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Yo, that's a good ass documentary, bro.
And it's like, are they an hour apiece?
No, like 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's nuts, man.
Hell yeah.
You got Netflix, right?
Yes.
Man, you gotta watch The Circle.
The Circle. What is The Circle about?
Man, The Circle, right? It's like a social media show where, like, all right, it's I forgot how many people they started with. Let's just say they started with 6 people. So they have like 3 dudes and 3 girls, whatever. So you don't get to see each other. You're all in your own room, and there's a TV on it, and it's a circle. And like when it's like the chat is open, like you speak to it, and it writes your words in the chat, and you press send, and like y'all chatting with each other. So after all these chat sessions and games they play and stuff, at the end of the day, they'd be like, "Yo, who was the coolest? Like who was like rank you from like first to the last." Mm-hmm. So everybody got to pick who they thought go where in the ranking. So the people who get ranked 1 and 2, they become influencers. So now they got to come together in a room, but they have separate rooms. They can't see each other, to a private chat. And they have to pick who got to go home, who got to get the hell up out of there.
Okay.
So it's pretty much, and then you catfish. Like your profile picture, you could use anybody. So they don't know who's the real you or whatever. Yo, it's crazy. And then when you kick a person off, they get to pick a person's room to come to.
Mm.
So it's like, ooh, let's see who Ruby go to. And then he go in the room and it don't be them, the person on our profile picture. And they be like, oh, yo, that's crazy. Yo, it's dope. I want to be on the next one.
So this shit is live.
No, it's not live.
But okay, so
it's on Netflix. It's a show.
I'm saying, but so it's not a scripted show. It's an actual like reality show.
Yeah, it's a reality show.
Okay.
And then like when a person get booted, they'll bring in a new character.
Oh.
Yeah. So then you don't know. Like one dude, he a dude, but he got a girl profile picture, and he getting everybody to like him, and he got dudes trying to holler at him in the inbox. Yo, it's funny.
Hell no.
Yeah, I like that show, man. It was pretty good. Like, it kind of got annoying because you're tired of them having to talk and send with the chat, but it was pretty good because once you watch, like, the first 3, now you want to see who's going to win.
Yo, okay. But that's fucking TikTok, man. Are you on TikTok?
Nah.
Yo, TikTok is fucking addicted, man.
What, you be on there?
Yeah. Like Fudge just sent me a video, and I watch it, and it's just so easy to scroll through this shit, man. Like, yo, I'd be on that bitch for like an hour and don't even know it, yo.
So what kind of videos is on there? Is it pretty much like remember the other one with like the short videos?
Yeah.
Is it pretty much like that?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but mainly it's people dancing or that it's something, I think it's a Mary Poppins shit, man, where the motherfucker come up, they're dressed in bummy-ass clothes, and it goes bibbidi-boppity, and then they jump and come back, and they all fabulous and shit.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of that. It's a lot of shit. There's one thing that makes me mad, man. Like, why is crip walking so acceptable now?
Yo, it's the tutorial, man.
Yo, like, yo. All these crip walking videos, man, is fucking pissing me off, nigga. And I hate myself for that, but it's really pissing me off, man. And what else they be doing? Just like a motherfucker saying something funny and they'll be like lip syncing to it.
Oh, okay.
Shit like that. And then just choreographed dances and shit like that.
I seen one, somebody put a thread on Twitter where they had like a Christmas ornament. Mm-hmm. And then like it was like a like fire in the hole, and then like they threw a grenade, and then it like blew up, and then they go back to it, and like the whole room was decorated at Christmas. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, 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 shit like that. Yeah, but that shit's addictive, man, because it's so easy to swipe, and the shit is not long.
So, do you got you some TikToks up?
No, hell no. You know I don't do that shit.
Why you ain't do the Bubby to Fabulous challenge?
No.
He said no.
Yo, but stickers came in today, nigga.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, man.
Why you send me a picture of it, man?
They still in the package. Like, as soon as I got them, it was time to do this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yo, your boy, No White Woman in 2020, Antonio Brown, super wildin'.
This motherfucking nigga, man.
Why they beat up the UP? Why they beat up the mover, man?
Yo, he wasn't moving right.
Yo, yo, you cuss out the cops calling them crackers and they can't do nothing to them. And then you put yourself in a situation to go to jail.
Yo, Antonio Brown's retarded, man. Like, yo, that nigga for real got CTE, dog. Like, straight up, man. There's no other explanation for this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talk about, yo, if y'all want to hear our conversation about Aaron Hernandez, yo, you premium. You got to listen to it, dog.
It's on the premium. It's good shit on the premium.
So. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, man. Antonio Brown, how do you think he can redeem himself and get back in the league?
He can't.
There's got to be something he can do.
Yo, he's X-ing all the boxes, B. Like, for real. Look, you know, fucked yourself on two teams, right?
Uh-huh.
You denounced their white queens. You made a fucking terrible rap video. Now you out here cussing out cops with racial slurs, which is just unheard of.
And he threw in a shot at the NFL in that rant.
And threw a shot at the NFL. And now you beating up civilians, cuz. Yo, he's done.
All right. What if he gets his girl back, his kids and his girl back in the house? Mm-hmm. He goes to therapy. Mm-hmm. Gets that signed off as clear.
Yeah.
Makes an apology video to the NFL. And... donates $500,000 to an NFL charity.
He also he got to let that mover kick him in his nuts, B.
And that ain't part of the deal.
Yo, it got to be. Yo, so, you got to clear the board. You know what I'm saying? That man took an L for no reason, man. Cause you a live wire. You got to let the nigga bang you out, son. Straight up, you got to let the nigga beat you up.
Okay, he buys the mover a new moving truck.
Okay, and let him kick him in the nuts. I'm not getting away from that.
No, man, yo, let him kick him. He needs to run.
Antonio Brown need to be kicked in the nuts. Just straighten him out a little bit. He need to be kicked in the nuts.
Oh, and he cuts his hair to a respectable low 10 fade.
Yo, you go to the same barber that Tom Brady going to.
Oh, he got to get the Justin Bieber. He got to perm it out.
Yes, he got to get the same shit that Tom Brady got. And then, you know what? They going to let him back in, man, because they love niggas with problems. They love a dude that they can put some restrictions on. And that's Antonio Brown right now. And he also has to delete that video.
Which one?
Rap video.
Oh.
Yo, they got to put that video with the Michael Jordan Orlando sweep video, wherever the fuck they dug that shit and dumped it, that's where that video gotta go.
Okay, and he gotta put instead of no white woman in 2020, he gotta change the tweet to more white women in 2020.
More white women's, and he gotta say it just like that. More white women's.
Women's.
Women's. Women's. Women's. Women's. Women's. Women's. He gotta get the delivered dude to say that it's more white women's in 2020.
Yo, Black History coming up, man.
Yo, not for Antonio Brown.
Have you heard of Larry Ward?
Larry Ward?
Yeah.
Nah.
All right, let me show you what Larry Ward did. Somebody said this. On MLK Day.
Oh, shit.
This is what Larry Ward had to say. I'm starting to think people just really don't know. All right. Larry Ward made Gun Appreciation Day on Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm. And this is what he had to say about it. Hold on. Is this ad going to play? Why the ad pause? Oh, man. See, this always happens. Somebody did this.
Somebody did this.
Why is Jimmy Garoppolo just stuck? Well, Larry Ward, the Gun Appreciation Day founder, says armed African American slaves could have prevented slavery with a straight face.
What?
Yeah. He said if they just would have gave the slaves guns, they could have freed themselves.
Do you?
He wasn't laughing.
Like, I feel like this is too dumb to respond to.
Like, blackface, all that, dog. I think, like, I'm starting to believe they just really don't know, dog.
Yo, they, yo, either, what Ice Cube say, nigga, either they don't know, don't show, don't care what's going on, nigga. Straight up, man.
There's no way these people are this slow.
Yo, man, I'm starting to believe they are. Yo, for the simple fact, right? So, Martin Luther King Day is just a day off. You don't have to do anything. Like, you ain't got to decorate nothing. You ain't got to go nowhere. It's just they give you a day off in remembrance, right?
Yeah.
Remember Arizona didn't want to do that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, man. Like, in the 90s, Arizona didn't want to acknowledge MLK Day, nigga. It's a fucking day off, and they didn't want to acknowledge it. You know how racist you are to want to go to work, nigga, on a free day off, son?
Yo, I think I got it. Here we go, Larry Ward.
Well, here's first, I'd like to address the Martin Luther King Day charge, and I want to say, you know, wholeheartedly, and this is sincere, and if you let me explain, I believe that Gun Appreciation Day honors the legacy of Dr. King. We're looking for a peaceful protest. We're looking for people to come out and to let and remind the members of Congress and the president how we feel about our Second Amendment. And the truth is, I think Martin Luther King would agree with me, if he were alive today, that if African Americans had been given the right to keep and bear arms from day one of the country's founding, perhaps slavery might not have been a chapter in our history. And I believe wholeheartedly that it's essential to liberty.
Maria, I know Maria's itching to comment.
That is ridiculous.
All right, Maria.
Yo, what? Yo, Maria's black, right?
Yeah.
The lady, the white lady, she was ready. This gonna be good.
Yo, she seen Maria's face. Yeah. Like, yo, Maria's about to get on this.
Yeah. I think Maria's ready to come in.
Yeah, man. How the fuck? Come on, Larry.
Come on, Larry. They gotta. I think. Remember when I told you I used to travel and deliver stuff across country?
Yeah.
And I see no black people.
Yes.
I think it's true, man. They just don't. They don't see no black people. They probably don't teach it in the schools, black history.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You know, like, even in black schools, you got to take a special class for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get no black history, man.
It's out of control.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
My man said, I believe this wholeheartedly.
Yo, like, yo, when you prefix your shit like that, it's, we know something awful is coming. Like, yo, now let me finish. I really believe this. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is about to be some dumb shit.
Hey, yo, Martin Luther King would agree with me. Now, no. Just hear me out. So basically, his plan was, as the slaves are marching off the ships, they tuck a gun in their belt or something.
Okay, so the people that we just kidnapped,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Brought them over here, dumped some of them, you know what I'm saying? Had sex with some of them, and some shit they wasn't used to. We gonna get him a gun.
Hey, Deontay, you get Ruger?
First of all, okay, that's just racist right there.
What?
His name is Deontay. That's just wrong, right? Like, you got to go with an African name.
See, now that's wrong. I was trying to keep PC.
Yo, they were Africans.
Oh, where are you from, Djibouti?
Yeah,
No.
What? I see what you did there. Like, that's white people. They just give you a black name.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know his name. So look, here's your Marcus. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mutombo. Pass him the Glock. Oh, you look like a Glock guy.
You look like a Manute Bol.
Now there's one rule, guy, fellas. Y'all don't point those at me, you hear?
Don't use it on us. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, this is nuts out here in these streets.
Goddamn, Larry.
Yo, I gotta. Now y'all know I always bring y'all a crazy story from Dateline, murder mysteries.
Oh, yeah, murder mystery.
Dog, this is crazy. All right, my man was getting his house broken into repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
This kid who used to work for him was coming in there, taking his guns, taking his money, taking his tools, taking everything. My man was.
Did he know it was that kid at the time?
He didn't know.
Okay.
All he knew was his house kept getting broken into, and he was paranoid and scared. So, for some stupid reason, on a Thanksgiving night, there was also some meat back at the house. It's supposed to be the dude, his cousins, and his sisters. There's also some meat at the house. So, they had a little fun night out on Thanksgiving Eve. So it was like, okay, we're going back to the house. And then it's like, all right, me and it was his brother and his best friend or something. She's like, so the boy and the girl, the best friend, they was like, all right, we'll meet y'all back at the house. They never shows up. Now they gone for, I think it was 24 hours with no word. So the house has been getting broken into all the time. Comes to finds out, the boy and the girl, for some reason on Thanksgiving night, goes to this man's house. The dude kicks his window in. Breaks the glass, goes in the house, goes downstairs, and guess who's waiting for him?
Nigga with a gun.
Yep, you got it. Old man with the gun. He's tired of getting his thing stolen. And like I said, there's always the people who commit the crimes are the idiots. Well, he was actually defending his home. But guess what? Can you guess what he did that got him in some hot water?
I'm going to say he did something to their bodies.
Well, yeah, bullets.
Oh, well, besides the bullets, I got nothing.
This dumbass recorded the entire thing.
Oh, man.
Why would you record the thing? He got the whole audio, dog. It was like 30 minutes of audio.
Mm-hmm.
That is totally different from what he told the cops that happened. Now, my man said. He said when he shot, all right, the dude came first. He said he shot him, killed him, shot him like 6 times. The girl comes in after him. He said, so the girl comes in and is laughing at him. Now you just shot.
That is not true.
You just shot the dude she was with. So she's coming downstairs, sees the dude she was with, shot up.
You just shot the nigga in front of her. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, nigga, no. She's not laughing.
No, he wasn't in front of her. What happened was he went in first. I guess he just was like, hold up. I'm going to make a stop. Last time I robbed this place, I got mad bread. Hold up.
Yeah.
So he goes in first, breaks the window, goes in. So it's like 10 minutes like later because she's probably like, yo, what happened? So she went after him. So when she's going down the stairs, you telling me she seen the dude she came in to get shot? You got the heat. And she started laughing?
Nah, not at all.
Nah, bruh. I got the audio right here, bruh. All right. This is where Nick get that heat right here. You hear it?
Yeah.
Is it loud?
Yeah.
All right. Here it come. You're coming down the stairs.
Oh. That shit hurt, don't it?
You're dead. Yo, my man said, oh, took that gut shot.
Yeah.
Was still moaning. My man walked up, put the kill shots in him, and said, you're dead. Okay. Why he didn't show this tape? Now, watch when the girl come through looking for him. Now, my man stood in this position for, that happened at 4 minutes in the video. Haley comes in the house at 14 minutes and asks for Nick. And is like, Nick? Now, watch. Let me scroll to 14 minutes.
Yo, he stood down there for 10 minutes?
Yeah, waiting. All right, now she gonna come down the stairs, looking for him. Right here. Here she comes.
Oh, sorry about that.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Oh, right.
Yo. How do you? He's done, bro.
Oh yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry about
and
that.
They kept shooting her. Like,
why she screamed and then called her a bitch?
Yeah, man. Damn, cuz.
My man told the cops he was in danger, fear of his life.
Nah, bro.
And she started when he shot at her. She started laughing at him, and he didn't know if she was pulling anything out, so he had to keep shooting her.
Nah, bro.
Dog, you straight murdered these two.
Yeah, you was better off not letting them hear that tape.
That man said, "Oh, sorry."
So, oh, sorry about that.
What the hell is wrong with this nigga?
Pow, bitch.
Yo, what the? Yo, yeah, this nigga is nuts. Yo, if you stand downstairs for 10 extra minutes just waiting. Ooh, yeah. Who's next?
Yo, like I feel like you knew somebody else was coming in there.
Yo, that is crazy.
If somebody breaks in your house and you shoot them, right, you think it's that one person. You're not going to wait 10 minutes. You're going to go and look to see if anybody else is there.
Yeah.
You waited 10 minutes. Didn't even call the cops or nothing. And waited 10 minutes for somebody else to come down there. You know, man, you did that shit on purpose, cuz.
And they said, he said he moved his truck because the first time he was there, the first time that dude broke into his house, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he moved his truck because he wanted to clean out the garage. Man, he moved his truck for a bait. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nigga, I'm about to catch me two bodies tonight.
About to catch two bodies.
Straight up, yo, like, he had a heads up that they was coming.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way to explain that, man. He knew they was coming.
Why he recorded, dog?
Yo, I don't know.
Yo, I don't, yo, these, yo, y'all gotta stop killing people because y'all too stupid.
Yo, for real, man.
Every one of these stories, y'all just idiots.
Yo, that shit would have been with them Orlando Magic tapes. They'd have never seen that shit.
Hell, I wouldn't even. Why you even made a recording? Like, man.
Yeah. Why did you record this shit, yo?
All y'all would have had was my story. Like I told you, I was scared. You know they came through, mad aggressive.
You know, yo, that nigga recorded that shit like he was gonna jack off to it later or something.
Yeah. Oh, guess when he called the cops.
When?
A day later. They just set this man's house, dog.
Because his dead bodies in his fucking basement.
Yo, I couldn't even sleep with mad dead bodies just chilling.
Hell no.
My man was just lounging with dead bodies in the crib. Yeah, that was hard to listen to, though. I ain't gonna lie. She was screaming. That man still was shooting.
Damn, yeah.
Yo, they got this. This lady on Twitter said, she was complaining to, I think it was like Papa John's or something, about her pizza was cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some dude went under the comment like, damn bitch, all you do is complain. So everybody started going to her page. Duh, it's the funniest. All her tweets are adding a different business.
Complaining.
Every tweet, dog.
God dang them. Yo,
you can't. We can't take you serious, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. If all you do is complain, dog, like nah.
Dog, her entire page was a complaint center. There was no good mornings.
Yeah. No. Oh, that's fucked up. Oh man.
Shoot, she probably had y'all on there somewhere. Y'all didn't got her got a carpet dirty or something when you came through.
Fucked up my goddamn appliance shit, man.
Oh, did you hear about Terry Crews, man, and Gabrielle Union?
Nah.
Oh man. Alright. When all that stuff happened with Terry Crews, right? With the dude touching him or whatever.
Yeah, the Me Too movement shit.
Yeah, the Me Too. Gabrielle Union is one of the first people that came out to defend him.
Okay.
So they on a show together. I guess one of them.
America's Got Talent or some shit like that.
Yeah. And she said there was like discrimination there.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Crews was one of the first to come out and say, No, everything's good here. I don't know what she's talking about.
That wasn't my experience.
Yeah.
Fucking corny ass nigga. No,
now I was a boss. Yeah. Ain't nothing happened over here.
Come on. Yo, what else do we expect from it?
Nah, man. If Gabby was the only one to come ride for me, I'm riding for Gabby. If she say y'all did it, y'all did it.
Yo, but you're not Terry Crews.
Dog, nigga, but
you don't be on the fucking red carpet in a fucking bra, nigga. You don't do that. That's Terry Crews shit.
What? You lost me on that one.
Yo. When they Expendables.
When they did Expendables,
that nigga took his shirt off.
Uh-huh.
And had a leopard bra on and posed with it.
But what that gotta do with defending Gabrielle, dog?
If you do whole shit like that,
uh-huh,
you ain't defending nobody, my nigga.
Alright, that's another question I gotta ask you, because it seems to be only black people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't gonna say only black people for you idiots out here. Be like, oh, we. But why do black people always say, I gotta feed my family? When y'all making 50 million, 100. Like, I heard Taraji P. Henson. She was on T.I.'s podcast, right?
Yeah, yo, 50 Cent's an asshole, but yeah.
She said, she was complaining about the wage gap, which is an honest complaint.
Yeah, I get that.
But she was saying, the reason why I'm working so hard is because I don't want to go back to being broke. Like, I need to keep working to survive. So you are making
millions.
Even if you're not making as much as the men, you make 100 times more than I do.
Yeah. And nigga, I'm straight.
Why are you, why are these niggas always so afraid of going? Is it because they just, is it because the Cody Gucci, you gotta get this and that to look good, so you gotta keep up with the Joneses?
Is that, and saying that I have to feed my family is just a fucking cliche that nobody's gonna argue with.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm out here working hard because I gotta feed my family. You didn't have to get your family used to certain shit. You can have a lot of money just being average. You know what I'm saying? You the one saying you have to live so extravagantly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just a fucking excuse, man. That's just a fucking cliche that niggas like to say.
Like, you didn't have to get 7 houses, one in each city you love.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to have 12 cars.
Like, it's just, it's so annoying. Every time I hear it, it's so annoying.
Yeah, man. Because it really, if you're making that amount of money, it makes no sense.
Like, you've had people in the NFL for 15 plus years that was scared to do what Kaepernick did.
Yeah. Because they got to feed their family.
Like, where is all the money going, man?
What is them niggas eating, bro? Why is y'all niggas out here eating lions, my nigga?
Y'all eating vegan ostrich eggs, like.
Yo, so your niggas out here eating endangered pandas, my nigga. Like, no, that shit makes no sense, man.
Yo, it's like you have to. I seen a dude, I don't know who, he was some rapper. He posted a picture on Twitter with Gucci. Everything was Gucci, even his, I think his tongue had, he got Gucci engraved in it. And the whole, all the comments was just eating it up. Ah, the swaggiest. Ah, you killing them. Keep killing them. Ah, they ain't got nothing on you. Man. I'm like, look at this coony coon coonery.
Coony coon coon.
Like, I'm sick of it, man. Why are we so, I don't even know the word, dog.
I see something today, my nigga. So I watched the sneaker shopping on Complex, right?
Uh-huh.
So today they had the niggas that spent the most amount of money from 10 from 10-1, right?
Yeah.
That shit went from like $3,000 to like $40,000. $40,000 was the number one, right? This is the shit that blew me. Canelo Alvarez bought a Supreme Louis Vuitton hoodie. Right?
Yeah.
It's red, got the Louis Vuitton Supreme sign. How much you think that costs? I'm going to tell you, you're going to be wrong, but how much do you think it costs?
A Supreme Louis Vuitton hoodie had to be
$7,500.
$15,000. Nah,
bruh. $15,000 for a fucking hoodie, nigga.
That does the same thing a Champion hoodie does when it's washed.
That does the same thing a Walmart hoodie does. My nigga, $14.
$15,000,
right? So Quavo goes off up in there, right?
Yeah.
Quavo, I want to say Quavo spent like $30,000. Of pure trash, nigga. He didn't buy a good shoe at all. It was all Murcielago shit or some shit, but Balenciaga. It was a bunch of shit that I ain't never heard of that looks terrible. And that nigga spent $30,000 on that shit.
Man, I think, yo, all this stuff, I think it's like, I don't know, man. I think it's like ingrained in them that we have to do this to be relevant.
Me and the cat that I ride with now, man, is very, he's very pro black, right?
Uh-huh.
And we have good conversations in the truck. And we came to the realization, man, that we just doing this shit for other people.
Yeah.
Like it, if it was up to you, because if you didn't have that amount of money, you wouldn't do it. But because I have that amount of money, I have to buy dumb, extravagant shit so other niggas can see me in it. And that's basically it.
That shit is sad.
Yo, it's sad. It's fucking sad as fuck, man. Like, for real, man. That shit makes absolutely no sense.
I seen a podcast today. Well, I listened to a podcast. Dude works at Facebook. Mm-hmm. And he was talking to his coworkers. He's like, man, I'm gonna take the rest of the year. I'm gonna take a year off. And everybody looked at him like he was insane. They was like, what? There's like, there's no way you could take a year off. Like, that's impossible. My man said, dog, we make the same amount of money. He was like, we make $300,000+ a year.
Mm-hmm.
How can I not take a year off making $300,000
a year? $300,000 a year. So then, and how long I've been doing this?
Yeah, he was like, so then I remember what cars they drive. He said they got Lamborghinis.
Teslas and all that shit.
Like, they got all them extravagant cars. He was like, he got a used Audi A4.
He said he got to drive an Altima.
So then he said he pulls up in the driveway the next day. I mean, in the parking spot. And he's looking at all the cars, fucking Murcielagos, all the like crazy cars. So he said then a Volkswagen, the little Volkswagen hatchback, little tiny car pulls in behind him. Guess who gets out?
Fucking Mark Zuckerberg.
Facts. And a Volkswagen, dog. He's probably laughing at the employees like, thank you. You will be stuck here.
Forever.
Forever,
dog.
Yo, it's so crazy, dog.
Yo, man, niggas don't, like... The thought of saving money is absurd to people.
It's preposterous.
You know what I'm saying? They just don't get it, man. Like this cat, my man, he stayed down the street from my man, right?
Yeah.
This nigga makes $20,000 a month.
Doing what?
Retired military.
Oh, that lucky motherfucker.
Yeah, right. $20,000 a month. What's the after everything came together and he got his money, right? What's the first thing he did?
Bought a crazy car.
Nope, went and bought a bigger fucking house.
Oh, that's the worst thing you could do.
When the house that he's living in is perfectly fine. Dang. Y'all been living there is great. You know what I'm saying? It ain't too much shit in it. Everybody got their own space. It's fine. But because you making more money, what are you gonna do? Go spend more fucking money, dog.
Dang.
Yeah, make no fucking sense.
Yo, it's like ingrained in people.
Yo, we have to stun on niggas, man. We have to stun on niggas. Yo, like look at the whole rap industry, man. Them niggas talk to us like we ain't shit. Cause we ain't got what they got, dog. Like that's basically what it is. We stunting on niggas, man.
Dang. Yo, that is nasty, bro.
Yo, man. Motherfuckers barely got two niggas rubbed together, man. But want some shit. Man, I'm gonna go get me a Bentley, nigga. Fucking for what?
And the first thing people do when you put it on social media, they congratulate you.
Oh man, you doing good, my nigga.
Oh man.
Oh nigga, I see you. I see you.
That's nice.
I see you say for real.
God is good.
What's up with that college fund? Huh?
Say what?
Yes. Nah, nigga.
Life insurance for what? Who?
For
huh?
What?
You know how much that costs? Oh man, y'all tripping.
Nigga. Life insurance, nigga.
Dang, that's great,
me, nigga.
So when social media feeds that ego, then you got to go put the rims on it so you can get another boost.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
This you got to be suited and booted, my nigga.
Yeah. Ooh. Wait till they see the next one I drop on them.
Oh, nigga, this is just the first picture.
Yeah, this the pack. This off the lot right here.
You know what I'm saying? Wait till I get the matching hat. Still be shining, nigga.
And then they get to the deal. They'll never post that oil change when they get to the dealership, though.
Oh no, no, nigga, that $300.
$300 for oil change that you can't cut corners on. Yeah, don't talk about that part.
Yo, man, I ain't see you post no pictures a lot. Oh yeah, then my phone got cut off.
y'all ask Jose how much it costs to change the tires on that Audi. Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, house payment.
Yo, them tires like at least four a piece.
Yeah. Yo, rip buddy on tires, beloved.
Yeah, them motherfuckers four piece, man. Like, nah, bruh.
I'm so glad I went to the dealership with him, dog. My stomach was hurting.
Yo, you was giggling like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah. I was like, dog, this is basic maintenance you get right now.
This ain't even that serious, bro.
Yo, for me, this is like what my engine going. What you paying? This is basic.
I damn near bought another car with that money. Yo,
it's nasty, dog.
Yo, I'm telling you, I'll never do that shit again, son. I had one foreign. No, I had two foreign cars, my nigga. Never again, son.
I'm used to them where you get the discount of $11.95 oil change.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you knock something off.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, we about to do this or that. I got two this or that. So we out.
I got two of them.
Oh, good. Yo, yeah, go ahead this time for this or that. Nah, man, I don't like that part no more. I don't like that part.
Motherfucker. All right, man. This first one's kind of a thinker. So you really got to think about it. It ain't nothing nasty and no shit like that. It's just some shit that happened. I just wanted to see how niggas felt about it, right?
Yeah.
All right, you believe something, but you have no proof of it. Or you know something, you absolutely know something, but nobody believes you.
Man, I need to. But what is though?
Whatever you want it to be. But you either believe it to be true, or you absolutely know it to be true.
All right, I'm gonna go without. I know it to be true, but nobody believes me. Because then at least I know it's true.
Yeah, and I don't give a fuck what the niggas think anyway. Yeah. As long as I know it, I don't care what anybody else thinks.
Blah blah blah.
Bum bum club.
Facts. All right, I'm gonna hit you with all right, this or that. Only take shots, shooting basketball with your eyes closed.
So Stevie Wonder.
Yep. Or you can't shoot. You can only dunk, But every time you go up to dunk, you missing 50% of your dunks.
Damn. Wait a minute. So 50% lifetime or 50% every time?
Every time it's a 50-50 roulette. Like, if you made the last dunk, it ain't no guarantee you gonna make this one. Yeah, it's a 50-50 scrap shoot.
Yo, I'm gonna take that blindfolded shot, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that too.
Yo, cause this shot is wet, nigga.
Whatever.
Yo, why nobody believe me, man? Hey, man, fuck y'all, man. Cause I know somebody gonna listen to this shit to say the same shit, man. Like, yo.
I don't think you ever shot a basketball in your life.
Yo, hey, easy killer. Like, yo, come on,
son. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm gonna do the shots too, because at least I got practice with my eyes closed.
Oh, yeah.
And missing shots ain't as bad as you just up here just missing dunks.
Yo, you miss a dunk, man, you might hit the front of the rim and pull your whole shit out.
And then you miss multiple dunks, you're going to be on Shaq and the Food, might get kicked off the team. That's too much eyes on you.
Yo, what if it's in a dunk contest?
Ooh.
Like, yo, get this nigga the fuck out of here, man. Not making nothing, man. All right, eat at a place that you've never been, or eat at a place that you already know the food is fire, but they got a D from the food inspector.
Dang. I mean, you're that place I've never been, because a D, that mean they scratching their balls.
But you've been eating there.
Yeah, but they've been scratching their balls. They got a D.
Yeah, you've been eating that scratchy ball food.
Yeah, but I ain't going to eat it no more once I know they got a D.
What's the difference? You already ate the balls.
You ain't got to eat them again. You wild. You going to eat the ball scratching?
Yeah, I got to eat that scratchy ball
food. Oh, that's nasty, dog. Dang, I'm only going to 5-star restaurants from now on.
You don't, hey, they 5-star scratching balls over there.
No, they ain't. And if they are, that's 5-star balls, boy.
That's special balls. That is special balls.
All right, what I got? Last one, I got only eat canned goods forever. Or every time you eat, if like you was, like when you go to a dentist and get your teeth cleaned and it hurt, like that's the feeling you get every time you eat. But you can eat anything you want.
You eating rocks, nigga? Canned goods, label on or label off?
Label off.
So I don't never know what I'm getting.
Nope.
I feel like you just threw that in because I said it. That's fucked up.
Or you can just have the dentist mouth, but you can eat pizza, whatever.
Nah, man, give him canned goods, man.
Yeah, because, man. Yeah,
dentist is terrible, son.
Actually, it's not, though.
If your mouth is good.
Yeah.
If you do what you're supposed to do, yeah, the dentist is a breeze. But if you ain't,
man,
that nigga tap dancing all in your mouth.
Stay flossy, my friends.
Yeah, man, every day.
That's it, man.
Where, what I was going to say. Damn, I had something to say. Oh, shout out to Stephen Berry, man.
Yeah, shout out to Stephen Berry. This KC Chiefs connection over here.
You goddamn right. Sunday, hey, man, if the Chiefs, excuse me, when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, nigga, I am going to be unbearable. Like, for real.
All right, man. It better come through, man, for the bowl.
Man,
or I'ma slander you every show from now on.
I fucking know it.
We out.
Peace.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Now, I think the definition of greatness is to inspire the people next to you. I think that's what greatness is or should be. It's not something that lives and dies with one person. It's how can you inspire a person to then in turn inspire another person that then inspires another person. And that's how you create something that I think lasts forever.
Yeah.
And I think that's our challenge as people, is to figure out how our story can impact others and motivate them in a way to create their own greatness. There's a quote from one of my English teachers at Lower Merion named Mr. Fisk. he had a great quote that said, rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by. You know, I'm not going to rest, and I'm going to keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go, right? And you just continue to build that way. So that, I try to live by that all the time.
And what brings you the most joy right now?
Being with my family.
Really?
That is, man, that is the most fun. It's just, you know, it's hanging out with them all summer, being able to like do things that I ordinarily couldn't do.
Yeah.
Because of training, because of season, and stuff like that. So being around them and watching Bianca grow up, because there are a lot of things that I miss with Natalia and Gianna because I was playing. So being there every day with them is so much fun, man. So it brings me the most joy.
Yeah, I just left your viewing at the Staples Center. Obama wrote you a letter, yeah, you made it, nigga. I even heard you had some plans to come to Vegas with us. And them suckers could never kill you, it only made you bigger. And every time I see some fire, I see blue. And every time I close my eyes, see Snoop and I see you. When I be on the west side, you know how we do. Hustle and motivate, turning one into a two. Two and a four, hurt my heart, I see you on the floor. Do it for the hood, but I don't even want to do it no more. When these niggas you do it for, that shit you ain't up. Only thing I can say is you with a love, blessing. And I ain't finna say that like I'm your main homie. But when we lost you, it really put some pain on me. Got me scared to go outside without that flame on me. And when them niggas went against me, you ain't changed on me. Told me it was wrong to write some of my longest nights. You made me cry, nigga. And I don't cry, nigga. You the first one made me feel like I could die, nigga. Cause real niggas never die, you know the vibes, nigga. Yeah. Couple days ago, was chillin' with my youngin'. Seen your kids on the gram, it made me sick into my stomach. And as the marathon continue, we keep running. But I'm like, damn, I wish you seen that pussy coming.
I wish I'd come when the storm came. How many tears did you cry when you lost someone? We did this shit out for the gutter, whoa. Did this for my little brother, whoa. Had to stand through these tears, cause I see you every time my eyes close. Asking myself why you had to go, but only God knows. I was in Miami when I lost you, I ain't talk about it. I remember I bawled out in tears when I saw your body. And a flight back home, had cold days in LA. Had to turn on my phone, throw on the shades and mess. You know by wishing going blind, to hide your tears. Had a lot of murder on my mind, but in God I fear. Took Yamden and Crenshaw around the globe in a year. Remember riding solo knives, Escalades in my rear.
I just hustle, motivate, be prolific, hold down the state.
My big brother hustle the great. I know Kyrie Supreme relate. I know J-Rock Hoggy relate. Black Sam Adam relate. Key to J Stone relate. Lauren Pac-Man, it's love I wanna see.
I wish I knew when the storm came. How many tears did you cry when you lost someone?
We did this shit out for the gutter, whoa. Did it for my little brother, whoa. Had to stand through these tears, cause I see you every time my eyes close. Asking myself why you had to go, but only God knows.
West, motherfucking West.